This is the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you had a blessed week. It has been quite a wild ride on the socio-political front. We're going to talk about that today, how it affects, how it's affecting our nation, and how to recognize what it is that we are, what we are up against. As I mentioned last week on the podcast and here on ACN, this is nothing other than a communist revolution. They had a setback. They are furious. This global system that for 8 years of the Obama administration and decades before that has been building a global world order. And this one man stands to disrupt their agenda. And now they are a wounded bear. They are working every angle that they can to try to disrupt, to undermine, to subvert any type of return to nationalism or traditional American values and, well, liberty. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what is behind this. And this is basically what we're seeing is the fruition of a decades-long plan, communism, which many believe in science was long dead. But I'm warning you, communism is not dead. You were just lulled to sleep. So we're going to talk about that and more right after the news and commentary later on in the show. Right now, this is the news and commentary from AP, UPI, and the major American networks, brought to you by author Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series about the socio-political and economic collapse in America and the rebuilding afterward. Go to 299days.com to learn more. First, international news. Out of the Netherlands, we've got a story here. Dutch experts are saying Islamic State has 60 to 80 operatives in Europe. Of course, I first saw this and I'm thinking that's all, only 60 to 80. But I guess these are hardcore Islamic State operatives. The intelligence experts estimate that the Islamic State extremist group has between 60 and 80 operatives planted in Europe to carry out attacks, the Dutch counterterrorism coordinator said on Friday. Dick Schoof said in an interview with Associated Press that would-be fighters are also heeding messages from the militant group asking them not to come to Syria and Iraq, but to prepare attacks in Europe. Well, it's not just limited to Europe in our national news when we get to that. FBI is concerned about attacks, holiday attacks coming up here in America, but we'll get to that in a minute. From the news category, food has historically been used as a weapon and it will again. UK researchers, they're talking about taxing food to reduce climate change. Somebody's just... what a ruse to line the pockets of filthy, stinking, rich, oppressive rulers to tax you on nothingness, to tax you for food to help fight climate change. How much money do you think you could spend for an apple to start reducing climate change? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much they charge you. It doesn't matter how much you pay for food and taxes. It's not going to reduce climate change. This is a joke. This is like a madman world that we're living in. A group of researchers in Oxford University, England, have suggested that imposing a massive tax on carbon-intensive foods, especially protein-rich foods like meat and dairy, could help combat climate change. Oh, that's right. Because of our flatulent cattle, they're changing the climate. We price food according to its climate impacts could save 500,000 lives and 1 billion tons of greenhouse gas emissions. Wow, if we just jack up the prices on food, especially dairy, meat, we could save 500,000 lives. Incredible. How many 500,000 lives have we lost from starvation? Food being used as a weapon. And now they're using your food to help fund the weapon. Weapon of tyranny. Taxing greenhouse gas emissions from food production could save more emissions than are currently generated by global aviation. Notwithstanding climate summits and all the leaders and their entourages having to fly there. Let's take that out of the equation. And elected officials bids for election and their campaigns and all the flying. Let's take that out of the equation. Let's take also out of the equation all of the world dictators and tyrants and other leaders that fly to the United Nations in either Paris or New York, UN, to talk about forging chains for you in the name of saving the environment. We'll take all those aircraft flights out of the equation as well. A study conducted by a team of researchers from Oxford Martin Program on the future of food at the University of I just don't even want to read any longer. I don't even want to talk about that anymore. It just makes me furious. From motherboard.vice.com. Very interesting. A new program decides whether or not you could be a criminal just from facial features. This is this was sent to me by a listener. Danger, Rogers, danger. Like more crooked versions of the Voight-Kampff test from Blade Runner, a new machine learning paper from a pair of Chinese researchers is developed in the controversial task of letting a computer decide on your innocence based on facial features. This is kind of scary where this is going. Minority Report, right? Well, they'll be able to use this, obviously, to determine pre-crimes. Scary stuff. In national news, as I was mentioning to you in the international news, the FBI is warning of Thanksgiving terror potential. No specific threat, they're saying, to Boston anyway. But this is out of Boston. As the holiday bustle picks up, so does law enforcement awareness. Sources are telling CBS News the FBI is alerting police across the country about potential terrorist attacks around Thanksgiving. Of course, Black Friday, the malls are going to be full, right? Now, it specifically warns of homegrown terrorists. Homegrown terrorists. Now, would they mean homegrown terrorists, or do they mean another kind of homegrown terrorists? They don't say. Potential targets, shopping malls, special events, crowded venues, locations in Washington, D.C., and Virginia described as target-rich zones. Yeah, that's because they are gun-free zones. So, yes, they are target-rich zones. Potential tactics to could include guns, IEDs, or drones equipped with IEDs. But hold on a minute. Where all of this police presence and all of the eyes are everywhere, why don't they just, what we're seeing actually in Europe is stabbings. It's nice and quiet. You can stab 20 people before anybody really realizes what's happening. Because it feels like somebody just come up and just punched you in the kidneys. Hey, you're standing there. What was that for? You know, and as the guy walks along, punches somebody else in the kidneys. And all of a sudden, you realize you're bleeding. Next thing you know, you've got 25 people down before anybody even realizes what's happening. So effective. That's what's happening in Europe. I could see that happening in a crowded theater, in a mall. You know what? I stand by this. Go armed everywhere. Take your sword with you. If you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. We're living different times. Don't forget also, as we plan for the potential of hostility in our country, there are Christians around the world right now are being executed. They're being hunted. They're being arrested. What's wrong with my audio? they're being hunted right now. I want you to remember them in your prayers, if you would. Very important. In American Redoubt news, the last couple of minutes before we go into a break, you guys understand that Trump won the election by electoral vote. On December 19th, the Electoral College passed their official votes. What's happening now is these Electoral College voters are being campaigned, even threatened, by some entities to change their vote to vote for Hillary, to change the Electoral College votes. In some states they can, in some states they cannot. In states where they can, here's an article out of Idaho. While it's unlikely an Electoral College insurrection will block Donald Trump from taking office as president, the election detractors are giving it their best shot. Idaho has 4 Trump electors, including Jennifer Block of Kootenai County, right across the border from Spokane. They're being besieged with phone calls, emails, and social media messages from people ostensibly from Idaho to tell them to change their votes. Very interesting. She's had to change her Facebook page because of the threats and innuendos they made about her family. So, time to clean up our social media, patriots. This is Radio Free Redoubt. We'll be right back.
It seems today that Christians are divided over whether we should obey the laws of the land carte blanche or obey God rather than men whenever God's law and man's laws conflict. Kim Davis, the Kentucky County Clerk who has defied a judge's order in order to uphold state law and refuse the issuing of homosexual marriage licenses, comes to mind. May I remind you that Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto me." Jesus delegates all authority. So biblically speaking, when authority is under God, it has the full backing of God. But when authorities forsake God, they become tyrannical and they forfeit their authority. When Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin coined the phrase, "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God," they knew that King George had become a full-on tyrant. This is Bruce DeLay with Heartland Church, Tulsa, and this is your Patriot Moment.
How rare is it for a government to let expire a temporary tax? And how many times have you known government to repeal any measure which grants power to itself or removes liberty from the citizens? I can count the number of times on one finger and a thumb, with their tips touching one another, of course. John Adams said, "A constitution of government, once changed from freedom, can never be restored. Liberty, once lost, is lost forever." There is an exception, however, and that is when things begin anew. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
You're listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt.
This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and this is segment 2, which is brought to you by riverfrontsuites.com. That's their website. Beautiful little cabins on the St. Joe River, right outside of St. Mary's, Idaho, and not too far away from Coeur d'Alene or Spokane. If you guys are in the area looking for property, you want to help out, you want to stay, and you want to support a Patriot business, then go to riverfrontsuites.com today. Or if you just want to get away for during the week or on a weekend, beautiful. Check them out. Okay. Before we went into the break, I was talking about Jennifer Locke, who is one of the electoral voters for the Electoral College in Idaho, receiving a lot of pressure to change her vote. She says, "I'm not changing my vote," but she did have to change her Facebook page. She shut down the Facebook page that she was using for this. Where was it? She's a precinct woman. And she said she had to shut down that Facebook page and removed photos and increased the privacy settings on her personal profile page after someone posted, "Oh, you have a beautiful daughter. You shouldn't vote for Trump." And, you know, these are the tactics of the left, communist revolutionaries. They're the true haters, the accusers who are they themselves guilty of the things that they accuse of. We've seen over the last week and a half, we've seen staged fake hate crime reports revealed for what they are, fake. We've had Democrat election workers over in Bonner County report stomping their feet and claiming that they've been threatened and bullied by Heather Scott supporters, because that's kind of people that support Heather Scott, which is a bunch of malarkey, of course. But they accuse conservatives of harassing voters. But it's they themselves that actually do the things they accuse us of. How many conservatives do you know of, Christian patriots, saying hateful, vitriolic, vile things about a Democrat or making comments about what beautiful children you have, what a beautiful wife you have? It'd be a shame if anything happened to them if you vote the wrong way. What kind of nonsense is that? Another reason, my fellow patriots, to go armed always, everywhere.
There is a Black Friday's coming up. Thanksgiving's coming up. We'll talk about Thanksgiving tomorrow on our weekly podcast, 8 p.m. Sunday night, every week for 5.5 years, going strong. Lots of growth, lots of stuff happening with AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. It's not just the American Redoubt. It is nationwide now, with members joining us from actually Australia, England, where else? Puerto Rico. It's growing. Very exciting. But a lot of it incorporates ham radio operators. And right here in the American Redoubt, there is a business that's got a Black Friday sale coming up. Moscow, Idaho. You guys want to support a patriot-owned business that are helping patriots with preparedness, self-reliance? We've talked about this a lot. Well, they just sent me their poster. I'm just doing this. I just want to support. It's not paid advertising or anything like that. It's Northwest Radio Supply Black Friday sale. That's November 25th on 2880 Highway 95 in Moscow, Idaho. They've got a bunch of 20% off Wise Food, you know, the food storage, Wise Food. 20% off Lacrosse Technology, 20% off PowerWorks. Ham radio operators, you know what that is, our Anderson power poles, power connectors, 20% off that stuff. Rain checks also available for all eligible items that they don't have in stock. So go ahead and check those guys out. Northwest Radio Supply in Moscow, Idaho. Support a patriot-owned business and contribute to your own self-reliance. It's good stuff. My email is johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. And that's our website, radiofreeredoubt.com. This last week, some things came up. I was talking to Mrs. Schmidt about Obama talking about the potential for pardoning Hillary Clinton and others. Now more names are being added to the list. Whisperings in the corners about, and I asked this earlier, is could Hillary be pardoned when she hasn't even been charged with anything? Yes, she can. And it's happened before with Johnson and Nixon, before even being charged with crimes. But she's very clearly conducted criminal activity. But didn't mean to. But remember, Trump said, if I become president, you're going to jail. Well, the look on her face was priceless. And I believe he means it. And I believe that this administration is going to do what it can to protect her. This is cronyism. This is like Communist Party modus operandi. Now, he also said, now there's also speculation and strong indicators that he will pardon the Dreamers. The Dreamers. What's a Dreamer? A Dreamer is an illegal alien that sneaks into our country, breaks our law. They get established in the community, start sending their kids to school, and we deport them. They're just trying to achieve their dreams. They are the Dreamers. I'm not going to pardon criminals. I'm not going to pardon illegal aliens. I'm going to pardon Dreamers. Who in their right mind could prosecute someone for just pursuing their dreams? Well, don't bank robbers, aren't they just pursuing their dreams? Aren't serial rapists just pursuing their dreams? Where do you draw the line between when your dreams have to be prosecuted or overlooked? I'm curious. He also encouraged illegals to vote. He encouraged people here that are breaking the law to do something unlawful. There's the problem here. Also, now we have confirmed reports that despite the reports of Hillary winning the popular vote by 400 or 600,000, whatever the numbers are now, are completely obscured now by reports confirming that at least 3 million votes, 90%+ of them, are illegal voters, non-citizen voters, 3 million. And Obama is responsible for that. He encouraged them to do that. And now they're talking to him. He's talking, there's hints, indicators that he will pardon the Dreamers. This is a complete dereliction of duty. This is a refusal to uphold his duty, his oath, and his obligation of the office of the president. This is like hiring a garbage man and saying, these are your duties. You will go around and you will pick up the garbage that's sitting on the street and dump it in that truck, and then you'll take it to the landfill and you'll dump it there. And then the guy agrees, raises his right hand, says, I will carry out my duties. And then he says, no, I'm not going to go down that street. You're being paid to go down that street. Yeah, but I just don't want to deal with their garbage. I'll do this over here, but I'm not going to do that. What? You can't pick and choose. That's the job. That's the duty. This is my point. There are three branches to our government. There's the executive branch, there's the legislative branch, and there's the judicial branch. They each have distinct roles. The legislature creates the laws. The president executes the laws. Executive branch. He executes the laws. When he refuses to do the job that he raised his right hand for, he is in dereliction of his duties. In fact, when his job is to uphold and execute the laws that the legislature has passed, and he encourages people to break the law, and he rewards people for breaking the law by pardoning them, he is subverting our system, the American system, the rule of law. He is completely subverting the rule of law. This is subversion. I was speaking to a patriot group last night. We were discussing this. What an amazing group of people, too. I mean, amazing group of people, Northeast Washington. Not up at Holy, it's just a packed room. Talking about this subversion, which is what it is. And Mrs. Schmidt and I were talking. She goes, well, what exactly is subversion? I said, well, it's, you know, when you undermine, when you, you know, subversion, you know, I know what it means. I just, I can't articulate it. You know what? Let's look it up. Let's go to good old Wikipedia. Subversion. Subversion refers to an attempt to transform the established social order and its structures of power, authority, and hierarchy. Subversion, from the Latin subvertere, or to overthrow, refers to a process by which the values and principles of a system in place are contradicted or reversed. More specifically, subversion can be described as an attack on the public morale and the will to resist intervention are the products of combined political and social or class loyalties, which are usually attached to national symbols. Following penetration and parallel with forced disintegration of political and social institutions of the state, these loyalties may be detached and transferred to the political or ideological cause of the aggressor. Interesting. Interesting, too, that we are actually seeing Che Guevara shirts on the youth today, that we're seeing Palestinian flags being flown on the streets of America during protests, that we are actually seeing Mexican flags on the streets in America being waved right next to American flags being burned with people chanting, "Not our president." Subversion is used as a tool to achieve political goals because it generally carries less risk, cost, and difficulty as opposed to open belligerency. Furthermore, it's a relatively cheap form of warfare that does not require large amounts of training. A subversive is something or someone carrying the potential for some degree of subversion. In this context, a subversive is someone sometimes called a traitor with respect to and usually by the government in power. Interesting. What you are doing is fundamentally transforming America. When you attempt to transform the established social order and its structure of power and authority and hierarchy, you are overthrowing a system. You are subverting it. And a subversive is sometimes called a traitor, according to Wikipedia. And we have a traitor, a subverter, one who is engaged in subversion of our law and our Constitution and our American system, who still has 2 months left in the office to wreak havoc, who's prepared to, well, if these guys get their way on December 19th and tilt the official electoral college votes cast on December 19th. Remember what I said, expect the unexpected. We're living in very turbulent times. And this system with Trump in there, a threat to their entire global system, is like a wounded bear. Expect the unexpected. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want to secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food, and security surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert A. Philbrick.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately. Lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, and it is not an American political party like any other. It's an outlaw organization, taking its orders and instructions from another government to do everything possible to destroy our government. It's an international criminal conspiracy.
Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt. Broadcasting from the underground in the free zones inside the heart of the American Redoubt. This is the voice of resistance against everything un-American and against everything which sets itself against our values and our way of life. Americanism against our heritage. Those are the things that we are fighting for, and the American Redoubt is the place where like-minded, God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots are strategically relocating to, and I'm meeting them all the time. I'm hearing from them. They are responding to the call. And many of them respond to the stirring without even hearing the call. They're hearing the call just because something in their soul is stirring. They see what's going on in the world. They are taking refuge. They want to be part of the remnant who will hopefully preserve those time-honored traditions and our heritage, even if only regionally, as this communistic global system is taking hold. And boy, are they writhing right now at this upset. This entire global system is scheming and devising destructive plans for the person that is about ready to take power in the United States as president. So, since we know that they are powerful, and then we know that they work in, they follow doctrines of demons, they are influenced on that level, the spiritual level. Princes and principalities, places of power in high places, there's some amazing stuff. Wouldn't it be cool to have a set of like spiritual goggles so you could see what's going on that level, on that world? What it must be incredible to see. But we see the physical side of that and the effects of that. We're living through it. So it's real. There's a fight. There's a war. And you need to be engaged. Most of your engagement needs to be on your knees. Just want to keep re-emphasizing that. I got a listener letter here. One of the, and I want to read it to you. One of the milestone moments in my life, the one that made me permanently despise the political left, was when the Democrats in Congress did everything they could to deliberately sabotage the surge effort in Iraq. Never mind that it was working, reducing civilian casualties and keeping American soldiers and contractors from being killed or maimed. No, what was important to them was defeating the Bush administration's efforts, regardless. Fast forward to today, and here's the article about how the political left is plotting to do everything it can to undermine the Trump administration even before it takes the helm. And there's an article here, which we're going to post in our highlights and resources. Zero Hedge, Hillary attack dog, David Brock plotting billionaire donors to kick Trump's ass. That's what the article says. And he says, as far as I'm concerned, they've just declared war on the United States and should be prosecuted for conspiracy to commit treason and subversion, I might add. I'm really looking forward to Attorney General Sessions. Me too. I'm hopeful. I've got to follow up here. When I saw this move to put Mitt Romney in there as the Secretary of State, it made me cringe. Look, anybody who is acceptable, a far left Republican, acceptable and suitable for Massachusetts voters to vote him in, raises alarms for me. also someone who developed the model for Romney Care, for socialized medicine in Massachusetts, which was used as the model for Obama and his crew to put together Obamacare. They modeled it after Romney Care. The things that Trump was saying about Romney during the primaries clearly eliminates, in my mind, Romney even being considered. But now they're going to make amends, and there's potential for him to be the Secretary of State. I'm seeing some good things here. General Flynn, Special Operations Command, and Defense Intelligence Agency, putting him as Secretary of Defense. My goodness, could you get a better guy? No, this guy is amazing. He's the one that told Obama, basically, you're out of your mind. I mean, different words, but I mean, it was pretty strong language. And of course, this general was removed. Look at the purge that's happened to our military under the Obama administration. Patriots, career generals that aren't on, they're not towing this globalist line. There's patriots in our military. And you guys that are listening, God bless you guys. Thank you for being patriots. Thank you for serving. Wearing that uniform. You understand what the oath means. Our military is very politically conservative. They lean strongly politically conservative. And there's just enough in the military that they just don't want to play this game, but they purged them. This was unprecedented, the level of the purge that took place in our military over the last decade. Now, these guys coming back. Flynn is going to square some people away. But these guys want to destroy everything that he's doing. This system, even, and like I mentioned last night to this group, you're seeing the beginning of the breakup of America. You've got a very strong push now and growing secession move in Oregon and California. And guess what? This is not just a couple of people with an idea. This is taking hold. And it's got the attention of these millennial, globalist, anti-Trump hating tech giants who want to get behind this. They're looking very strongly. They've got the funding to push campaigns for secession of California. I say, let them go. Let them go. There is an article over here. We want to make sure we understand what we're up against. Talked about this before. I grew up in the Cold War. I understand what it is. I met just an amazing man yesterday. He's from Czechoslovakia and escaped communist rule. Telling me his story. I'm going to interview him to share his testimony about what it's like to live under communism. We need to keep these stories alive. I've got another lady in Idaho that I need to contact too. She went through the Holocaust, or Nazi Germany, Nazi Austria, rather. Lived under Nazi rule, lived under socialism, under oppression. We need to keep their stories alive. There's an article here at Gulag Bound. You guys have heard me talk about in the past, well, if you've been listening for any while, it's been a while, Yuri Bezmenov. He's a former KGB agent and an expert on, ideological subversion. Okay, propaganda, mind control, and subversion. He discusses the slow process of demoralization that transformed America from a conservative and mostly homogenous country into a socially Marxist and egalitarian one. And this guy defected. He did an interview in the 80s. He actually did several presentations. This is a KGB agent. How to branch a nation. He explained that all of the KGB agents that were trained as operatives were trained on this, how to exploit the weaknesses. Our strength is our freedom and our liberty, but that's also our weakness. They exploited our own system that they were free to move around in to subvert it. And precisely how they orchestrated the break, the destruction of America. When you look at these guys and the warnings and listen to their words, they've been warning us for decades. And it's not conspiracy theory. There's no theory involved. It's very much a conspiracy. They have conspired. They've colluded. And we're actually seeing the fruits of that, how they've penetrated into the halls of higher institution. And we're seeing the product, the fruit from that. Because Obama and Hillary and Bill and a lot of these other ilk in the entertainment industry and the media are a direct result of that communist influence, which was designed and orchestrated. So as he's warning of the plan, step by step, this is how we're going to do it. Now, 35, 40 years later, we see it actually in its practical application. No more theory. We're done with theory. It was theory back then because it hadn't been put into practice yet, or at least it hadn't fully matured. Now it's not only been put into practice, it is fully matured. That is what we're up against. And now we've got people, literally, the USA Communist Party, fomenting uprisings on the streets, ramping up for Inauguration Day to take to the streets in the tens or hundreds of thousands all over the country. Could be the chaos that they need so that they can create the order they dream of. Yuri Bezmenov talked about the useful idiots of socialism, and this is really what... Remember Khrushchev at the United Nations said with his fist in the air, we will crush you, to the United States, to the West. We will destroy you from within. We will crush you. Do we not take our enemies seriously when they say, look, if a school bully walks up to you and says, I'm going to punch you right in your nose, you better take him down right now because he's going to do it. You better take him seriously. I don't think he'd really do that. It's daytime. There's people around. He probably won't really do it. Wham! And there you are sitting on your butt looking up, wondering just what just happened. When someone who is to destroy you says, I am going to punch you in the nose, and this is exactly how to do it, and this is coming right now, you better act like they mean it. And I don't care if you're talking about Islamist terrorists, ISIS, or if you're talking about communists. But see, we don't take our adversaries seriously. We don't think they'll really do it. Well, in this article here, which I'm going to link in the highlights and resources posting, called Gulag Bound. If you guys don't know anything about the Gulag, that's the prison system, the network of prisons during the Soviet Union under Stalin, mostly, where they just rounded people up by the millions. We talk about how bad Hitler is. Stalin killed, 60 million of his own people? His own citizens. What a paranoid bunch of people. And that was known as the Gulags. There's a book that I strongly recommend. I think it would help prepare citizens for the potential for a future gulag. Just for the survival of it is one that we used to study and teach from. And this is called, American in the Gulag. American in the Gulag, the Alexander Dolgan story. Amazing story about an American, worked at the embassy, got rolled up by the secret police, by the NKVD, interrogated, abused, imprisoned, 26 years, I think, 25 years. Amazing that he survived. The stories are just amazing about survival. You can learn a lot of things about facing that type of tyrant in captivity if you read that, pay attention, and have a highlighter and a pen for underlining things. But it'll also really paint a vivid picture and whole history back for it into your mind where it needs to be so we don't forget it. Presented for the first subtitled in French, this interview, although dating from 1985, is rare news. Yuri Bezmenov, ex-KGB agent, spent in the West in 1970, recounts in detail the techniques of destabilizing and manipulation of public opinion. You need to watch this. And we're going to post this over on the Facebook page and probably embed this actually at Radio Free Redoubt. This interview can understand why in 2007 we still contend with a left lunar, why so many teachers continue to undermine formatted generations and school children. Oh, there's another thing too. When I was speaking to this this gentleman, Otto, from Czechoslovakia last night, he talked about in the schools, I think it was his mother. She was a school teacher, and she was talking about God. And the secret police end up showing up a couple days later. She got reported. They've got all the citizens reporting on each other. If you see something, say something. If you see a teacher talking about God or religion, you report that person. Well, sure enough, she was approached. Teacher, you cannot talk about God. But she got a choice. You can either be a teacher or you can talk about God. So she resigned as a teacher, and she ended up working in the woods for a living. Or face prison in prison, who knows what else. I asked him, do you see that coming to America one day? He goes, oh yes, it is coming. Many things are coming. Many things that I've seen under communism, they are here and they are coming. Amazing perspective. We need to learn from these people. I look very much forward to talking to him more. So Yuri Bezmenov shows how the socialist communist bloc knowingly implemented a comprehensive manipulation of public opinion and elites worldwide. He also shows how they conditioned school children and students to Western socialist ideals on at least three generations. This task was in his 85% of the activity of the KGB. This is what he was assigned. 85% of what he did for the KGB was related to that. Also, systematically recruited all opinion leaders in the West for influence, like media, and destabilized the non-communist world. He conditioned he and other KGB agents conditioned and demoralized, or the loss of value, the degradation of the values of entire sections of society to be and become useful idiots of socialism. This is very calculated, and this is a decades-long campaign that is really coming to full fruition here. And it's interesting now with recruiting the opinion leaders. We're talking journalists, the mainstream media, and the newspapers. Read your newspapers. Tell me whether or not you think yours falls into this. 85% of them, at least by my estimation, fall into a left-wing anti-American agenda. They're on mission. We can see it. And with all of that brought to bear, social media is largely responsible for Trump winning the presidency. They couldn't outdo that. So look at the new campaign now. I've seen it in some local newspapers in the American Redoubt, and I've started to see it on some social media and the mainstream news. In fact, there is a push for, I got to find this again. Where did I see that? The FCC for, I can't think of it, but it basically, the word is fake news. That's the key word that they're using. How to counter fake news. This is a problem dealing with this election and fake news influencing people. So now there's a push by the establishment to go after fake news. You're going to see it. It's going to be marginalized, and then it's going to be demonized. And at some point, it's going to be criminalized or litigation before criminalization. what they'll do is they'll start nailing internet-based news, independent news lawsuits. And then the next stage will be criminalization. If you're not an official news source, you are a fake news source. And they realize the power of the social media and alternative news, the effects that it have, because they realize that they lost the grip of power that they had with all of the network news stations and cable news networks. The only one that was out there probably is Fox News, that added some balance to the news out there, and they lost this election. It wasn't enough to sway the people with all of the Hollywood stars, with all of the entertainers, with all of the living room celebrities, the celebrities that we bring into our living rooms on a nightly basis to tell us how to think. It wasn't enough. And Trump still won. So now the next campaign is going after and attacking the fake news sources. This is right down the line of the socialist communists. Sabotage units of national, ethnic, racial, and religious and linguistic institutions. Ridicule to affect the other job was to affect ridicule of patriotism by degrading the level of a mental illness. Are we seeing that today? Patriots are, they're mentally ill, mentally unstable. And then also finally, their other mission was encouragement of the political turmoil in the world of work by politicizing the trade unions. I've mentioned that before. Trade unions are behind so many socialist communist uprisings. It's all about the worker. Looking out for you, the little man. Well, there's, when I met with this this Patriot group last night, I was very impressed. They had a library, a table of resources. These resources are specifically for the members of this Patriot organization to check out these books and take home so they can educate themselves, their families, and others. Now, I'm familiar with a lot of these. I've watched many of these. I want to do a review on different media, you know, the videos, DVDs. I want to share some with you right now. We're going to post these in the highlights and resources posting, and we'll also put it on Radio Free Rundown's Facebook page. You can click through. And by the way, Christmas shopping season is coming up. All right. When you guys go to Amazon.com, could you please go to Radio Free Redoubt and click on the Amazon link on the right-hand side in the upper right? When you click on through, that's an affiliate link, and that helps support Radio Free Redoubt. That helps. They pay us, buy a $10 coffee mug, and we get like 35 cents or whatever it is. And all those add up, and it really does help us offset the cost. We're growing, and it's costing more, and we just need help. And that's a way that doesn't cost you any more, but it helps us. We're grateful. But speaking of links, I'm going to link through some of these resources I want to share with you in the next couple of minutes here before I close out. It's called Disinformation. It's a DVD. The subtitle, The Secret Strategy to Destroy the West. Disinformation. Write that down. This is one you absolutely must watch. Anybody who's come from communism will point and say, that's exactly what we lived under. That's it, right? They're doing it here to you guys. Disinformation. You must be able to recognize it. It's a great DVD. The other one is Indoctrination, Public Schools and the Decline of Christianity in America. That's the subtitle. It's called Indoctrination. It's got a picture of a school bus on it. Very powerful. For those of you that are on the fence and deciding whether or not to take your child out of public schools, this might help push you over the edge. Support local Christian private schools or homeschool if you're able to. Your children are not equipped to go to combat. I mean, it's like taking your 12-year-old, giving him an AR-15 to send him to Afghanistan without without being adequately trained. That's what you're doing, in my opinion, in the public schools. You're sending your children, well, my children, we're not going to run. We live in this world. My children's going to be a light. And they're going to spread the gospel. Well, that's great. But, you know, it doesn't usually work out that way. They're just simply not equipped. And that'll shed some light on that. There are two here. Now, there's one that I've been a strong proponent of. It's called Agenda, Grinding America Down. We actually had it embedded, part of it embedded on Radio Free Redoubt. They just came out with another one, Agenda 2, called Masters of Deceit. It's the follow-up. Both of those are available. And actually on Amazon, they've got a part 1 and 2 combo pack. We can buy them both together. Really cool. And I need to follow up with him too and do an interview with him again now that Agenda 2 is out. Now, there's a book by Cleon Skousen that should be in every American Patriot's library. And that is The Strategy of the Communists. It is called The Naked Communist. It really does expose them. We're going to link that as well. We're going to talk about more of this stuff tomorrow night on our weekly podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. So thank you guys for listening. You have a blessed rest of the weekend. And what can I say? God bless. Thank you for being out there. This is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name.